What if the most successful travelers on Earth never took a single step? While we celebrate human explorers who crossed oceans and scaled mountains, plants have been quietly achieving far more impressive feats. They've colonized nuclear wastelands, survived 2,000 years in suspended animation, and crossed entire oceans without ships. These aren't background characters in Earth's story. They're the protagonists. Plants produce the oxygen filling your lungs right now, the food on your plate, and the complex web of life sustaining every ecosystem. Yet most of what we think we know about them is fundamentally wrong. They're not insensitive. They detect thousands of environmental variables we can't perceive. They're not silent. They communicate constantly through chemical signals and electrical impulses. And they're certainly not immobile. They move continuously, just at speeds our impatient perception struggles to register. Sunflowers track the sun, vines seek supports, and roots navigate soil with remarkable precision. The real story isn't that plants can't move, it's that they've mastered a different kind of movement entirely, conquering distant lands and impossible environments through strategies that make human exploration look almost primitive. When Surtsey Island erupted off Iceland in 1963, scientists witnessed life colonizing sterile volcanic rock from scratch. By spring 1965, Arctic Sea Rocket was already sprouting, surviving on seawater while hedging its bets, half its seeds falling nearby, half floating to sea. Seeds reached this isolated rock through wind, ocean currents, and especially birds carrying 64% of arriving species, many pre-fertilized in droppings. By 2008, 69 plant species had established themselves, with new arrivals continuing at 2 to 5 species annually. This pioneering drive appears wherever humans retreat. Near Florence, an abandoned military depot was overrun within 2 years by over 20 species. Trees sent roots through microscopic cracks, widening them until structures crumbled. From Detroit's urban prairies to Chernobyl's recovering forests, plants demonstrate relentless colonization, turning our monuments to permanence into temporary interruptions in their eternal expansion. When Chernobyl's reactor exploded in 1986, it dispersed massive radioactive contamination, killing forests and forcing 350,000 people to evacuate from an 18-mile exclusion zone. Yet, plants adapted with remarkable vigor. The absence of humans created an involuntary nature reserve, now boasting extraordinary biodiversity. Lynx, wolves, Przewalski's horses, and brown bears returned. Pripyat, just 2 miles from the reactor, became a Ukrainian Angkor Wat. Poplars grow on rooftops, birch trees sprout from terraces, highways transformed into rivers of green. Some species even developed enhanced DNA repair systems. The Hibakujimoku, the atomic bomb trees of Hiroshima, tell an equally compelling story. Over 170 trees that survived the nuclear blast are marked with yellow signs, becoming sacred to residents. A ginkgo, 4,494 feet from the blast, still bears burn marks but continues growing. Most remarkably, a weeping willow, just 1,214 feet from ground zero, regrew from protected roots. These trees aren't called survivors, but trees exposed to the bomb. The term survivors would dishonor those who perished. Their existence demonstrates that life persists even after our worst mistakes. Life's expansive thrust cannot be contained. Most invasive species are well-assimilated migrants from the distant past. Corn came from Mexico, tomatoes from Peru, basil from India, all underwent centuries-long journeys before becoming cultural staples. Consider Senecio squalidus, an elegant yellow-flowered plant that conquered Britain from Oxford's Botanical Garden. Born as a hybrid on Mount Etna slopes, it reached England around 1700 as Oxford ragwort. Its expansion accelerated dramatically with railways in 1844. The plant brilliantly adapted to gravel beds between rails, reminiscent of its volcanic homeland. Feathery seeds rode air currents from passing trains, spreading methodically northward, reaching Scotland by the 1950s. As it journeyed, it hybridized with local species, becoming Anglo-Sicilian, a perfect demonstration of how yesterday's invasive becomes today's native. Another captivating fugitive is crimson fountain grass from Abyssinia, arriving in Sicily in 1938. Despite low nutritional value as livestock forage, botanical gardens preserved it for beauty. The plant thrived without natural enemies, adapting to diverse climates, maturing quickly, flowering continuously, withstanding drought and fire, generating seeds viable for 6 years. Using wind, water, animals, and vehicles as carriers, it spread throughout Sicily by following the road network. The qualities making plants invasive, efficient dispersal, rapid growth, adaptability, are precisely the characteristics demonstrating intelligence and resilience. How do plants reach remote islands across vast oceans? Charles Darwin tested whether seeds could survive ocean travel by placing them in salt water. While many germinated after brief exposure, botanist Joseph Dalton Hooker identified the flaw. Most seeds don't float. Darwin persisted, discovering asparagus seeds could float for 86 days, potentially drifting 2,800 miles on ocean currents. Modern science confirms his insight. Of 250,000 flowering plant species, only about 250 produce seeds commonly found on beaches, with half capable of floating in seawater for over a month while remaining viable. Among these rare great navigators is the coconut palm, providing food, water, and fiber. Even more remarkable is the coco de mer, endemic to two Seychelles islands, producing the world's largest wild fruit at 93 pounds. Living in nutrient-poor soil, this palm evolved unique parental care. Its leaves funnel rainwater and nutrients to the tree's base, creating a fertile zone where its seeds thrive. Long before humans crossed seas in ships, plants were already practicing their own form of global exploration. Plants are nature's time travelers. Methuselah, a California bristlecone pine, has lived nearly 5,000 years. Old Chico, a Norway spruce, has maintained its original roots for 9,560 years while regenerating its trunk. The champion may be Pondo, a 106-acre Utah forest of a single trembling poplar propagating itself for over 80,000 years. Seeds offer another time-traveling mechanism. In 1803, Dutch merchant John Teerlinck collected Cape Town seeds in a red leather wallet. After pirates captured his ship, the wallet languished in the Tower of London for 200 years. Remarkably, seeds from three species still germinated. Even more astonishing, the Masada date palm. During 1960s excavations at this ancient fortress where Jewish rebels died resisting Romans in 73 CE, researchers found date seeds. In 2005, one 2,000-year-old seed sprouted, shattering the previous record by 700 years. The ultimate time traveler comes from Siberia. In 2010, Russian scientists excavating a 39,000-year-old squirrel den discovered cached seeds. They successfully regenerated a healthy Solene stenophylla plant from placental tissue, bringing a late Pleistocene species back to life and opening possibilities for regenerating extinct plant species preserved in permafrost. When humans arrived in the Americas 13,000 years ago, they exterminated giant sloths, mammoths, and mastodons, triggering extinction chains. The Osage orange survived only because ranchers valued its wood, despite its 6-inch fruits designed for extinct mastodons. The avocado's oversized seed was meant for megafauna. It escaped extinction when jaguars became substitute carriers before humans cultivated it. Mauritius illustrates this interconnection. The flightless dodo thrived before 1598, but hunting and introduced predators drove it extinct within a century. The Tambolacocte became endangered after losing its seed dispersal partner. African elephants crack open armored fruits no other species can access. Every extinction threatens networks we barely understand. Plants survived 5 mass extinctions, demonstrating extraordinary resilience, but the current human-driven crisis threatens even these master survivors. They've conquered nuclear wastelands, crossed oceans, slept through millennia, and survived catastrophes that obliterated countless animal species. Your houseplant isn't just decoration. It's a descendant of pioneers whose ancestors witnessed the rise and fall of dinosaurs.